This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. A Missouri judge has refused to grant a new trial for a Columbia man convicted of second-degree murder in the 2001 killing of a newspaper sports editor. Ryan Ferguson was one of two teenagers accused in the beating and strangulation of Kent Heithold outside the Columbia Daily Tribune early on the morning of November 1st, 2001. Ryan's father, Bill Ferguson, has been spearheading the effort to prove his son's innocence.
I am just devastated.
Bill Ferguson says he hadn't heard the news until KBIA reached him for comment this afternoon.
No, I'm just too shocked beyond words.
Ferguson's attorneys based his bid for a new trial partly on recanted testimony from two key witnesses, including co-defendant Chuck Erickson.
I think the judge is totally wrong. If what you're saying is correct, then this is shocking and appalling.
Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green ruled today against Ferguson's request. The judge said he doubted that Erickson and a janitor who'd implicated Ferguson were truthful when they recanted their earlier testimony. Bill Ferguson says they will appeal the decision. The University of Missouri's planned medical school expansion with a second clinical campus in Springfield won't happen without an increase in the state's tobacco tax, according to university leaders. That message was delivered at a news conference today to support raising the cigarette tax from the current 17 cents per pack to 90 cents. Voters will consider the ballot measure known as Proposition B in Tuesday's general election. The University of Missouri's budget is in new hands for 2013. KBIA's Devin Fassbinder has more.
After nearly 20 years on university staff, a faculty member is taking over the University of Missouri's budget. The current budget director, Tim Rooney, is retiring at the end of the year. Beginning January 1st of next year, Rhonda Gibler will take over as the new budget director for MU.
I see myself as a servant leader. I want to be of service to the state and to the students and others that benefit from what the university does every day. And I think my talents map well with what this position requires.
A university spokesperson says Gibler will work very closely with Rooney throughout the transition. Gibler was previously the associate vice provost for extension management. Once Gibler replaces Rooney, she takes over the responsibility for the overall planning of MU's budget. She will also advise and assist the chancellor and provost on long-term planning. Devin Fassbinder, KBIA News.
The Columbia Board of Education chose Darren Priest to fill its vacant seat during a meeting last night. The position opened up when former board member Paul Cushing took a job out of state. Priest served on the board from 2005 to 2008 and is the executive director of Central Missouri Community Action. He says he's excited and honored to serve on the school board again and plans to get to work quickly.
First is Proposition 1, putting kids first. It's a big deal. It's on the ballot for Tuesday. And it's an opportunity for everybody in Boone County to support a quarter-cent sales tax that will support the mental health of students across the county.
Priest will serve his new position until April and plans to run for re-election at that time. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.